It may have been a mass shooting averted. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. That's what police in Los Angeles are saying about the arrest of a man in an 18th floor high-rise apartment where police found several high-powered weapons and more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition after getting tips from the man's neighbors.
One of the biggest things to take away from it and from what we're seeing here is that members of the public actually seeing something that is out of the ordinary and actually contacting the police, trusting the police that we're going to come out and work with them together and bring that to a close, a safe close.
Los Angeles police spokesman Lena DeSapp says a 24-year-old man is in custody. Target says its store in Omaha, where a man opened fire Tuesday, will remain closed for now. Police shot and killed the man when he wouldn't drop his gun. An emotional funeral Wednesday in Memphis for police beating victim Tyree Nichols included several calls for police reform and congressional passage of the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, including from Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells.
There should be no other child that should suffer the way my son and all the other parents here have lost their children. We need to get that bill passed.
Attorney Benjamin Crump said police culture makes it acceptable the use of force on black and brown civilians. Convicted cop killer Wesley Ruiz is dead, executed by lethal injection in Texas last night for the 2007 murder of a Dallas police officer, which moments before he died, he apologized for. President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy meeting yesterday to discuss the country's debt limit, the speaker telling Fox's Hannity.
We will not raise the debt ceiling, simply just raise it with no savings, with no change in policies, with no direction to change the trajectory that puts us on a path to balance.
The president says they have a shared responsibility to make sure the country doesn't default. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Eight people are dead from the big ice storm that stretches from West Texas to Tennessee. Nearly 400,000 homes and businesses in Texas are without power. 19,000 more in Arkansas, 10,000 in Mississippi. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee used their first hearing yesterday to focus on what they call the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Month after month after month, we have set records for migrants coming into the country. And frankly, I think it's intentional. I don't know how anyone with common sense or logic can reach any other conclusion. It seems deliberate. It seems premeditated.
Committee Chair Jim Jordan, Democrat Jerry Nadler firing back, saying the hearings would showcase the racist tendencies of the extreme MAGA Republican wing of the party. The House Oversight Committee will hold the next border hearing next week. A lawyer for President Biden's son, Hunter, has asked the Justice Department to conduct a criminal inquiry into allies of former President Trump and other people who may have accessed and disseminated personal data from his laptop, which a Delaware computer repair shop owner says was dropped off at his store in 2019. The Pentagon plans to increase the U.S. military presence in the Philippines.
More U.S. forces and weapons will be deployed to Philippine military camps. Currently, American forces have access to four bases. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said at a news conference in Manila, that's going up to nine bases.
These efforts are especially important as the People's Republic of China continues to advance its illegitimate claims in the West Philippine Sea.
As part of the deal, the U.S. is spending $82 million to improve infrastructure at military sites. Several dozen protesters were near where Austin spoke, saying they don't want to antagonize China and they don't want U.S. forces in their country. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.